Page 14,
in the middle, almost the middle of the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
The Vedas are not known like that. The Vedic knowledge was originally imparted into the heart of Brahma, the first created living being. And Brahma, in his turn, disseminated the knowledge to his sons and disciples, who have continued the process down through history.
Formerly, the spiritual master, the disciple succession, there are two ways. One is called Sokra, and another is called Sotra. Sokra means succession from the seminal, just like son. Son is born by the seminal, and the disciple is born by Vedic knowledge. So, the one, family-wise, he is called Sokra. Sukra means seminal, coming from the Sukra. And the other is Sotra, by hearing. The spiritual master, in India still, there are gotras. Gotras means coming from that great sage. Just like our family belongs to the Gautam Gotra. Gautam Rishi. From him, the family-wise gotra. And similarly, disciple succession is also gotra. There is no difference between putra and chatra. Putra means son, and chatra means disciple. Chanakya Pandit says, putrancha shishyancha. They are equally treated. Both of them equally eligible for hereditary rights from the person, either his son or disciple. So, Brahma distributed knowledge to some, practically everyone was his son because he was the first living creature. So, later on, disciples also, son. So in this way, Brahma distributed this basic knowledge, some to the sons, some to the Vyasadeva also. He distributed knowledge, some to his sons, some to his disciples. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the process of disseminating Vedic knowledge. Then,
the Lord being pranam, or all perfect, there is no chance of his being subjected to the laws of material nature, while living entities and inanimate objects are all controlled by the laws of nature, and thus ultimately by the potency of the Lord. The Ishupanishad is a part of the Yajur Veda.
There are four Vedas. Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Rig Veda, and Atharva. Originally there was one Veda. But later on, as they divided them into four. So Yajur Veda is one of the Vedas, and the Ishupanishad is stated there. All the Upanishads are stated in the different times of Veda, therefore Upanishad is accepted as Vedic study.
The Ishupanishad is a part of the Yajur Veda, and as such it contains information as to the proprietorship of all things that exist within the universe.
Just like evidence. Now you can see that. Evidence, whenever we want to give evidence, just like in law court, the evidence, you have to cite the section or the preamble of the laws. Similarly, in our human civilization, these evidence is Veda. If you find something stated in the Vedas, that you have to accept. That's all. Axiomatic proof. And because the Vedas were particularly studied by the Brahmins, high-class qualified Brahmins, therefore they are also accepted as authority. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was at Puri, the king of that place, Maharaj Pratapadatta, he inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is your opinion about this Chaitanya who has come here? He said that he is the Supreme Personality of God. So the king immediately accepted it. King said, he is Supreme Personality of God. So he accepted immediately. There is no question of experiment. Because an authority like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is stating the Brahmin, and you are very learned scholar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, because he said that he is Supreme Personality. He did not ask any storekeeper, but he asked a learned Brahmin who knows things. So similarly, we have to accept in that way. In each and every case, if we want to research, it is not possible, because our senses are blunt senses. What you can do? Achinta khaluje bhava natastatkina juje. The Shastra says, the things which are beyond your conception, beyond your mental speculation, abang manasa gochar, neither you can express by words, neither you can think of, abang manasa gochar. But such things, it is useless. Try to understand by arguments. That is simply nonsense. You can, of course, inquire. But that inquiry is not challenged. If you inquire from your spiritual master by challenge, then it is your misfortune. You have to inquire from the spiritual master, that is indicated as Sivaya, by service, by making him satisfied. Tadvidhi panipatena privrasnena Sivaya. First of all, you have to surrender, and then you have to please him by service. Jasta prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you can please him, then naturally, Krishna is pleased with me. That is the Indian. So, this prasna, first of all, you should find out somebody where you can surrender. If there is duplicity in surrender, that is useless. First of all, see whether you can surrender them. Then accept in spiritual master. And then please him by your service and inquire. That is Vedic principle. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। रामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्त की जय। All glory to that most holy. All glory to that most holy. All glory to that most holy. Thank you very much.